This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. This is Rich Sheeman live in Montana, and I'm going solo today. This is hour number two. So I'm going to try to speed things up a little bit here because of time. I'm not even going to come close to what I prepared for. I mean, not even a fraction. So I'm going to try to, go a little quicker. This next article here is, and it's on video. So, again, if you don't believe anything that we say, please read, research, and verify. Apparently, Rachel Maddow has had a meltdown over the rise of fascism. And Joy Reid says Trump Iowa caucus landslide proves white Christians are racist. You want to know what the tags are on this? Article, you ready? Anti-white, biased, big government, conspiracy. Imagine, do you remember when they used to call all of us conspiracy theorists? It looks like all of our conspiracy theories turned out to be true, huh? Deception, fascism, identity politics, insanity, left cult, liberal mob, libtards, lies, lunatics, news cartels, propaganda. This is some of the tags that's going along with these articles right now. Well, Rachel, I got some news for you here, since we're all, I can't believe it, fascists. It's unbelievable how stupid these people think we all are. Here, look at this. Listen to this article, folks. It's on Breitbart. If you want to verify, feds asked banks to search Americans' records for gun retailers and words like Trump and MAGA and Bible purchases. Hey, Rachel, this is one great example of fascism, one out of thousands that we have given you. See, they just say words, but they don't prove it with facts, evidence, and proof. There's nothing about truth with these people. I mean, the feds are asking the banks, the private sector, to search for Americans' records. You can't, this is Nazi, Stalin, Hitler, Mao stuff, people. Next. This is about the January 6th investigation. Apparently, there's new footage, and this is from The Blaze, a post from The Blaze, basically proving that a member of Nancy Pelosi's security detail, Special Agent David Lazarus, perjured himself on the stand during the Oath Keepers trial. So Lazarus basically was brought in to corroborate another Capitol Police officer's account, claiming that he had an antagonistic encounter with the Oath Keepers. But video footage, proves that Lazarus was straight out lying. And these lies spread unquestionably throughout the media and Democrat politicians and used to put innocent people in prison, ruining their lives and lives of families. But the attorneys didn't have access to that footage. And what about the hundred hours that Liz Cheney and the January 6th committee deleted? And maybe it wasn't hours. It could have been hours. I can't remember the unit of measure. I just mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. So apparently, a guy by the name of Harry Dunn, which must have been the guy, or could have been the guy that this Lazarus was trying to corroborate a story. He was made a hero by Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi as a result of David Lazarus' false testimony. So innocent people are in jail, and the government totally lied about it. Look, everything that we say, people, we give evidence, proof, facts. Nothing is made up. Nothing is made up by Rich or Vince or anybody. Next article. Elite hypocrisy at Davos. 50 million jets, bug eating, and the quest for trust. Their theme for this meeting at the World Economic Forum was to regain trust. Yes, I'm waiting for people to stop rolling around the floor laughing. People, it's unbelievable. These are the people coming with jets, with including private jets, helicopters. They want you to eat bugs, and they're having surf and turfs. You can't even, and they are saying that we shouldn't vote anymore because artificial intelligence is going to tell us who we wanted to vote for. You can't make this stuff up. I should have put this in the stupid column, but obviously I'm not going to get to it today. WEF, World Economic Forum, Davos 2024 takes a peculiar term. So now farming and fishing is labeled ecocide. So it's a new word. And you're going to have to pay for the crime of doing things like farming and fishing. People, these wealthy elites born on third base who didn't earn their job, who sit around to figure out how to consolidate power, money, and control and murder you, depopulate you, are making survival illegal. And the Queen of the Netherlands at the meeting, she made it very, very apparent with her tracking with digital ID and CBDCs and carbon footprints through vaccinations. This is a total control grid. Do you understand that? Next article. So the department, I'm trying to give bullet points here, folks. I can't, you know, talk about the whole article. But the Department of Homeland Security apparently paid an activist group $700,000 to create self-described propaganda to attack conservatives. A new investigation found. You can't even make this stuff. They're calling us terrorists. They're using our tax dollars to set us up for crime. And guess what? One of the main terms you'll be hearing now. You ready? Media literacy. That's the new guise of how they're going to unveil this program. And apparently, in another article, there's been training sessions going on funded by a grant from the U.S. Embassy in Berlin. They're using Germany to basically have online meetings from all the way back in June of 21 to April of 22, almost a whole year, with audiences of over 700 school teachers that was trained to, and they're calling it, inoculate students against disinformation and train them in media literacy. People, if you are sending your kids to government public schools, I'm sorry, you're just a freaking idiot. I don't know how much more evidence we have that these teachers don't care about you or your kids. They care about their paycheck and their pension and their summer vacation. That is it. It's basically, when you look at government across the board, these people, the fascists, the globalists, the authoritarian, the control grid people who want to take down the world to consolidate power and control, they are using every government worker. I use the air quotes here. It's just like debt relief. I'm reading that most of the debt relief regarding student loans are going to so-called, they're calling it public servants. That's a joke right there. 60% are government workers. So their loans are being paid off, mostly going to government workers and not the private sector. That's called bribery. That's called, don't look anywhere, don't say anything, don't be a whistleblower, don't stand for principle, don't stand for the rule of law, just look at how we're paying you. People, can you not see these people have been psychologically profiled to get a job based on their willingness to sell you out for their own personal gain? I don't know how much more clearer these people can make it. Next, speaking of government, why was the U.S. Congress involved in creating a bill called Disease X back in June of 23? Think about what I just said. This slipped totally under the radar purposefully so that Congress, you remember Congress, don't you, folks? They're the ones who got exempt from taking the death jab and didn't tell you it was a bioweapon. That Congress. So they created a bill called Disease X Act, even though no one even knows how virulent it's going to be and when they're going to release it and if it's just a fear campaign. No one knows anything. But how come they knew last June and they created a bill? If you can't see the planning of this going on, folks, then you're blind. Here's another article. I touched on this, I think, last week or the week before. The powers that be are still trying to privatize public lands. Look, we've talked about this in many detail. I talked about it in the book and everything else. Have they collateralized our public lands because of the debt that they threw us in? So all the taxes that you paid for your public lands, means nothing. You paid those taxes in vain. You threw your money out the window for nothing. There's no other way to put it. I'm still in the variety package here, folks. I apologize. This is so much information. And we all know about E. Jean Carroll, who's trying to sue Trump. The title of this article is, E. Jean Carroll is a nutcase, and Trump proves it with receipts. You can't even, I'm just going to mention some of them because I wish I had an hour for this one article. One post of hers, sex tip I learned from my dog. By the way, I'm not paraphrasing, I'm reading it. When in heat, chase the male until he collapses with exhaustion, then jump him. Another post by E. Jean Carroll. In bed, would you rather be called normal or unusual? And here's my favorite from E. Jean Carroll, who President Trump doesn't even know, who's accusing him of rape. Are you ready? Swallow that coffee. I don't want any accidents. Quote, most people think of rape as being sexy. Can you imagine if any guy said that? Well, Kavanaugh didn't say it, but yet he's still known as a gang rapist. How do you like that? Next article, trust us, we're the media. Now the Justice Department is confirming the authenticity of Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, we confirmed that, meaning the alternative media, the new media, years ago. It's a joke, people. We're living a twilight zone. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
To continue here, I am so far behind. I'm going to have to start shortcutting my shortcuts here in a little bit. But it's so hard not to. I want to make sure I give proper context to all of these published articles and videos and interviews and just everything. Because, God forbid, I misrepresent something, and that's why I don't make things up. That's why I work hard to authenticate and vet all this information I'm giving you. Well, apparently, moving on here, regarding illegal immigrants and the TSA line, where migrants don't have to have an ID to get through security, and it's their choice whether they want their picture taken. Folks, this is a plan to destroy America. We're allowing a government assault on the American people. For those of you who think you've been vindicated because of your group, your hyphen, your pronoun, or your government agency, no, you're a puppet of the globalist elite. You are literally selling your country down the river. You are breaking the system and weaponizing the system against the rule of law and the American people. You're allowing everything to be fixed and rigged. And that's why consumer confidence in the whole system is down the tubes. We don't make any of this stuff up. Here's an article regarding carbon tax credits. You can't even make this one up, people. Basically, Long story short, the Biden administration and the Department of Energy has colluded to rig estimated gas mileage for electric vehicles, EVs. So one example is that Tesla got the equivalent of 65, which gets 65 miles to the gallon, receives tax credits as if the Tesla gets 430 miles per gallon. Wow. And you wonder why we're calling America the divided groups of scams, corruption, fraud, treason, lawlessness, and wokeness. Because we proved that. So here's another post on, or article on Democrat-controlled counties. And apparently the five worst percent of counties in the U.S., which hold nearly half the population, account for 73% of all murders in America. Even CNN reported on the U.S. homicide rate being 30% rise between 2019 and 2020, calling the surge the highest increase recorded in modern history. This is blue Democrats counties. And this is back in 2019 and 20. What do you think it is now? Do you still want to basically fight for your group, your pronoun and hyphen? Really? You still want to play the group identity politics? You still want to continue to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job because you think you're empowering your group? You're destroying your nation. That's what's happening. Okay, what I'm going to do here, folks, I'm not going to go, I had more election fraud, but with what just happened with the hacking in front of a judge on one of the machines in Georgia, I think we could pretty much say the 2020 election and the 2022 election, especially regarding Arizona, is fraud and needs to be decertified. And obviously, we don't know if the judges are going to do it. But and talking about EVs, there's new consumer reports that have just come out that says electric vehicles have 80% more problems than gasoline vehicles. 80%. That's what they're admitting to, people. Think about this. All right. I'm going to go into healthcare, and I'm going to try my best to limit my comments. I'm just going to give you the bullet points. Because I'm so far behind, okay? You ready? Here we go. I'm shortcutting my shortcuts. Chinese researchers create deadly mutant coronavirus, 100% fatal to humanized mice. Could that be the disease X? I don't know. Why did legislation create disease X? How come Nikki Haley is thanking Bill Gates for donating billions of dollars to construct factories for new vaccines? That's called globalism. That's called depopulation.
Power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USC USA News Update. Democrats are dialing in on the issue of abortion as election season rolls forward. Nearly 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, there's a new initiative marking 51 years since the landmark court decision was made to legalize abortion. Democrats like Vice President Kamala Harris say Republicans are waging an offensive against women.
In America, freedom is not to be given. It is not to be bestowed. It is ours by right.
Republicans are debating the prospect of passing a federal ban on abortion. There are no reports of any serious damage early this morning following another earthquake in California. The magnitude 4.3 quake struck off the coast of Northern California last night. More than 100 people reported feeling it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is the last half an hour of the program, and I'm looking through my notes as I'm speaking to you here just because of time, and it's kind of scary, really, because I got all this information I want to give to you, and I have limited time. So I'm going to stay in healthcare here, folks, and I want you to pay attention about why there's no trust in our healthcare institutions, in all of our institutions, because they're all bought and paid for. How many articles did we share with you about doctors and hospitals getting bonuses to say, oh, that person died of COVID. Oh, that person's going to go on remdesivir, which killed so many people. Oh, that people's going to, that person, you know, whatever, everything for a bonus. We've given all this information. When you have no one doing your job because everybody's willing to be bought and paid for and blackmailed, then you don't have a country. So pay attention to, especially the FDA and CDC articles and bullet points I'm going to share with you. Okay? Here we go. FDA commissioner pushing off label. Pay attention to this. Off label pharmaceutical use in a legal big pharma marketing scheme. Yeah. Do you trust the FDA? Or how about the CDC? Look, we've given out at least hundreds of articles about their corruption. CDC scrapped draft alert warning of link between COVID-19 vaccines and myocarditis, deliberately keeping Americans in the dark. Do you remember all the red flags that we gave before the rollout of the so-called vaccination, and yes, it's in air quotes. Do you remember the October 2020 leaked slide that talked about all the adverse events from myocarditis to death, to Julian Barr syndrome, everything in between? Do you remember that? Next, FDA fighting to dismiss federal lawsuit challenging its illegal ivermectin warnings that sought to increase deaths from COVID. Look, do you remember how they basically contaminated the definition of ivermectin hydroxychloroquine, early therapeutics? Do you remember that? So people wouldn't know that so they can get the death jab? People, we're seeing eugenics, genocide, and murder live time. Next, CDC drafted alert for vaccine myocarditis and never sent it. Yeah, let's trust the institutions. Real life nightmare is the title of this article. U.S. hospitals are caught injecting experimental Ebola vaccine that sheds. Did you hear that? It sheds 30% of the time. Guess who's funding at least part of it? The Ebola vaccine. Bill Gates. I wish I had more time, folks. I don't. I apologize. I got to keep moving on to give you information. Because different information wakes up different people. My job is to get you angry. My job is to make you read, research, and verify what we're saying. It's up to you, folks. It's up to us. We can no longer just sit around. This is a participation sport, and that is being an American. Next. American Psychological Association seeks federal funding to fight misinformation online. Basically, what they're doing is they're going to conceal the truth. They're going to redefine words. It's a total psyop. Do you understand? Everything is to hide the truth. Next. Trudeau up in Canada is pressuring the World Health Organization to include climate change in the pandemic treaty. They don't want to take over everything, people. Everything. You wonder why there's no trust in politicians and judges, lawyers, institutions, and organizations? We've given thousands of examples. Next. Queen Maxima of the Netherlands is promoting a global digital ID to enforce experimental vaccines. We talked about this. Look, we talked about the tracing and the tracking. We've been doing it for years. But when we said it years ago, we were called conspiracy theorists. But when they say it now, oh, this is a new thing. You never heard of this before. That's how stupid they think you are. Next. You're not going to sit down for this. Everybody swallow their coffee. You know, I don't want any accidents. Well, apparently, Massachusetts Hospital is announcing that it could deny care to patients if they make an offensive statement. You talk about a psyop towards submissive conformity. conformity, people. Pretty soon, work is going to be so delegitimized that robotics, automation, artificial intelligence is going to come in and take over everything. You're not going to stand a chance of living. It's all going to be unsustainable and not survivable. There's an article here. It basically talked about how the U.S. government encouraged people to kill like 1.5 million buffalo around 1873 in order to starve out the Indians and make them dependent on the government. You remember that? Do you remember me giving articles about the medieval times where the one army would surround a castle for like a month or two? What was the purpose of that? What was the purpose of that? To stop resources from getting, mostly food, from getting into the castle. So what did they do? They were weak, they surrendered, and they probably got killed. Same thing that's happening today. It's a modern-day form of killing the buffalo and surrounding the castle. They're stopping food production, fertilizer, supplies, transportation, and whatever is allowed is being toxically poisoned. We've given the articles. Nothing is made up. Zero. Do you understand that? We've given facts, evidence, and proof for all of it. Okay, what I'm going to do here, folks, is I'm going to stop there because of time, and I'm just going to rattle off mostly for entertainment, and I wish I had more time because I've got this article on, it's called The Democrat to English Dictionary. In fact, let me just mention a couple words. You ready? Ableism, the unfounded, bigoted belief that people who are capable of doing a certain job should be hired over those who are not. You can't make this stuff up. Democracy, any political system, no matter how authoritarian, that allows Democrats to attain and retain power. This is the Democrat to English Dictionary. Evil is good. Far-right extremist, the definition is anyone to the right of Mao. Group. Okay, you ready? Because remember, they're eliminating individualism. It's in their papers and speeches. Stop your pronouns. Stop your hyphen. Stop your group. The definition of group is a collective body of people sharing certain characteristics, much more important than individuals, and therefore to be granted more rights. Hamas, a misunderstood group that is well-intentioned but sadly abused by the Jews. The word knowledge, state-approved information. It's pretty accurate, isn't it? Or the word law, a system of rules which regulates the actions of anyone opposed to Democrats but does not apply to Democrats. Here's the word merit, a pernicious word reflecting the belief that some thoughts and actions are somehow better than others and that therefore some accomplishments and even people are more worthy of respect than others. How's that for a tossed salad right there? Oh, they got definitions on penis and vagina and queer and sanctuary city, where a place where callous Republicans send undocumented migrants for no valid reason. Oh, here's the definition of the United States, a place beset with rampant racism, bigotry, misogyny, and classism that millions of people risk their lives to try to enter each year. Yeah. If we were that, we wouldn't have the immigration issue, would we? Oh, and here's the definition of a woman as per the Democrats. A man who says he is a woman, remember, one must always believe women, at least one with penises. You can't make this up. I'm going to give one more. Disinformation. Any information that would tend to discredit Democrats' agenda, see also truth. That's just some of the definitions of the Democrat to English Dictionary. I just wanted to throw a little humor in there because it's pretty pathetic. All right. I'm going to go to the stupid column since I kind of I started that with that Democrat to English dictionary. And then because of time, I'm just going to rattle off as many as possible. I'm not going to get them all. And we have one more segment after this. So here we go. You ready? Sit down, swallow your coffee, chew your donut. I do not want any accidents. We're not liable for anybody that might need mouth-to-mouth perspiration. Yes, that was a joke. In case there's a Democrat listening, here we go. The American Diabetes Association is trying to normalize fatness. I am reading this word for word, people. I'm not changing the words. Want to normalize fatness with new recommendation that obese diabetics should eat more processed sugar. I'm waiting for people to stop laughing here. You can't even, if I was a writer for the for a Twilight Zone episode, I couldn't come up with this stuff. You ready for this one? Hate crime for being white at a football game leads to legal action. There was a kid who went to a football game and put, you know how football players, okay, sounds like there's a commercial here. Okay, maybe not. So this kid went with his dad to a football game, and no one said anything at the game because he was wearing the black under his eyes. You know, like football players do to quarterbacks do that a lot, receivers, to reduce the glare from the lights and or the sun, whatever it is. This principal basically tagged him with a hate crime and reamed him and basically said he can't come to another game, just all this stuff, because a little kid put black under his eyes, and he's claiming it was blackface. You can't get more woke and stupid. Woke and stupid means the same thing. You ready for this one? Climate cultists now say indoor plants are now bad for the planet. So if you have indoor plants, you're destroying the planet. You can't make this crap up. Another one. John Hopkins. Big health control. Right? Big health outfit. They say gun control is going to prevent the Civil War. No, gun control is going to cause the Civil War.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I want to thank everybody for being here. This is the last very short segment of the program. I'm going to continue to stay in the context and category of stupid. Okay, are you ready? So I'm not going to get to them all. I'm just going to rattle off as many as I can before the end of the broadcast. So here we are. Penn State professor says, I was told to give minorities better grades than white students. Now, it depends on which white students, not the aristocracy white students, because the aristocracy white students, they don't have to work a job mostly off the books to pay for their college because daddy's probably paying for the college. Oh, and by the way, how many of those scandals and scams from wealthy white students got sports scholarship and other free rides under the table that were illegitimate? Do you remember those stories a few years ago? I do. I remember them because I offered them to you over national radio. Next. Oh, unbelievable. Ex-president of the Canadian LGBTQ Pride organizations faces charges for child sexual exploitation, possession, and distribution of child porn. You can't even make this stuff up, people. You know, when I talk about hypocrisy, double standards, the only reason you're hearing this is because they're getting caught by the alternative / new media. That is it. That's the only reason. Next, Maine, that's the state of Maine, bill allows authorities to take children away from parents if they resist transgendering their children. You can't get more anti-family and stupid than that. Next, DOJ is seeking prison time for Trump aide Peter Navarro for refusing congressional hearing with Liz Cheney's sham scam January 6th committee. Who else did that, folks? Oh, yeah, Hunter Biden. it's not about white. They're both white, okay? Peter Navarro is white. Hunter Biden is white. It's the aristocracy. It's the protective group status crowd that has no accountability. Hence the term standing for principle, the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. We're not even close. We have hypocrisy and double standards up the yin-yang. Next. Protester doesn't seem to know what his sign means. We have talked about this. I'm blue in the face. I'm out of breath. Most of these people protesting don't know why they're protesting. They don't know what their signs mean because they're given the signs. They're getting paid to be low-level mercenaries and trolls and actors to go to protest. The job of the global elites who are born on third base, who didn't earn their job, is to make it look like you are outnumbered. Do you understand this? These people don't know anything. If you took protesters out of a crowd and asked them questions on what they're protesting and to give proof, evidence, and facts to back up what they're saying like we do, they could never do it. Next. Go woke, go broke. Sports Illustrated, entire staff has been laid off. Well, what do you expect? You're putting, you know, people in women's bathing suits who are men. You're putting totally fat, unfit people in bathing suits to sell your people don't want to see that. People want to see fitness because you know why? Fitness is about hard work, effort, and proven results. Where have you heard that? Because the powers that be want you dead. So the less fit you are, the worse, the shorter your life, but mostly the poorer the standards and quality of your life will be. Next. Moments ago, Joe Scarborough lied and claimed four policemen died on January 6th. It's total lie. It's total gaslighting. Why does anybody, look, I realize that hardly anybody is listening to the mainstream media, but these people just lie. That's all they do. This has been proven years ago. This is a lie. They're hoping you have a memory of a salamander. That's what they hope. Next. Woman who got off scot-free after trying to flush her baby down the toilet will continue to fight for women's rights. Hello? Hello? Next, John Kerry to step down as climate czar. Despite the fact that his carbon footprint with all the flying around the world is 10,000 times what anybody listening to this is. Next, Chicago gave kids access to laptops, pads, and devices. 77,000 devices, $23 million later, in 1 year they all vanished. People, this is a designed collapse. It's a planned collapse across the board. That's what the definition of wokeism is. It's in their paperwork. It's a designed collapse to give...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.